Mata Wakatangi Hangi Kuweo Wo Tamataya Turi Puka Kapikimon.
I had this idea to build 3D printed schools. Just recently, the technology has really rapidly developed these past 2 years.
Welcome to the Blue Continent Podcast. I'm your host, Brennan Pertzer, International Research Coordinator
for the Blue Continent Alliance, the Blue Continent Podcast, and your Blue Continent.
What this program is about, this podcast, what makes it unique is finding people who have knowledge or expertise or have worked to address in a sustainable way a lot of global development issues.
We have a special guest for you today, Maggie Grout, a brilliant young entrepreneur unafraid to apply the newest technology anywhere in the world to address access to education.
So, welcome.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you, Maggie.
You as well. Thank you for having me here.
I'm super impressed with your very young person in this space. And you seem to be doing a lot further than most people get in 10 years. You're from Colorado?
Yes.
You've done some work online with Harvard?
Yes, I did their course in entrepreneurship in emerging economies, and I thought that would be really relevant with what I'm hoping to do in my career.
I didn't know about that course. I might want to take it myself.
Yeah, I learned a lot. I definitely recommend.
What's the intensity of that course anyway?
I only did about a few hours a week for just the summer, and I was able to complete it.
Okay. I want to introduce you. You are the young entrepreneur who has founded Thinking Huts, which is about 5 years ago, it looks like you started working on that?
Yeah, I had this idea to build 3D printed schools. It all started in my dad's office. He was super into technology and startups, so it was a normal conversation to have at that age. And the technology just hadn't developed yet, so we worked on Think Boxes instead and sent those care packages to Guatemala and Dominican Republic. And then just recently, the technology has really rapidly developed these past 2 years. So I have been working on selecting a location for the first 3D printed school, and we settled on Madagascar, which we'll be fundraising for throughout the year.
Oh my God, that's so cool. Now, how did you settle on Madagascar? Can you tell us about the need that you're addressing? Well,
yeah, I'm addressing the issue of overcrowding, and the overall goal here would also address encouraging innovation in governments that do not invest in research and development. And I believe Madagascar is the fifth poorest country in the world. So their governments really do not have those funds to encourage innovation. And I believe that's really what holds them back from closing that opportunity gap.
Have you been to Madagascar? Did you scout it yourself?
I have not been there. I wanted to go this year, but all the pandemic stuff happened. I'm not sure when I will get to go. Perhaps when we finally build it there. But we had just finalized our local nonprofit partner in the beginning part of this year. So we've been working on finding the location for this school.
How did you identify your partner to work with?
Yeah, so I was an exchange student at the University of Sussex this past year. And so Seed Madagascar, their headquarter office is in London. So that's how I came across them. And so, yeah, we have just been communicating over Skype calls.
So you had a chance to meet them when you were out in Sussex?
Yes, that was the cool thing. Like, I would not have crossed paths if I was here in the US with them, which is really cool.
So how did you get into 3D printing?
Yeah, so my dad, he was the co-founder of MapQuest. So he was super into all those startups and everything. So he would always tell me about new inventions and all of that. So one day when I had the idea, we were talking about 3D printing, and he was telling me how they were trying to apply it to architectural scale projects. And that's sort of how I came to be interested in that and how we could use technology to help people.
Now, the 3D printed design that you came up, have you created prototypes then?
No, the pilot project will be our validation project for it, since it is so large. We have a scale model over here. I can show you.
Sure. Okay, you've got a scale model of how many students can study in there?
We're anticipating 50 to 80, but we'll modify the design based on the community we end up picking for the first school. And yeah, for this model, it's made out of wood, but the final version of the school will be a hybrid of like the concrete mixture that our 3D printer partner creates, and then local materials for the roof and like doors and everything else.
Can you tell a bit more, what were those materials that you'll be using, you said?
Yeah, so the concrete, it'll be a modified like mortar, they call it. So it will decrease the carbon emissions by up to about 30%. So that's another thing I'm targeting here with this pilot project, to decrease the construction waste. And so, yeah, with that, they create this new mixture. And then it'll get mixed and extruded through the printer in a layer by layer process to build the walls.
That's cool. Now, how long does it take to build a structure like that with a 3D printer? It is a macro 3D printer, right?
Yes, an architectural scale one. So it is quite large. And they have told us that they think they can build it in 2 to 3 days. So it'll significantly decrease the amount of time to build it.
Wow. Are there any engineering firms that are kind of partnering with you on this?
No, so the 3D printer, most companies, it's unique to them. So they build it from scratch. So all of their knowledge comes from their team.
Do you know what that team is right now?
Yes, we're going to unveil our 3D printer partner in our virtual gala in August. But yes, okay. They are based in Finland. And so they also share our values of increasing the sustainability in construction. But yeah, we're excited.
That is super cool. And so your role in this has been to kind of put all these partners together. How many people do you have that you work with regularly within Thinking Huts as an entity?
Well, right now I have about 15 volunteers. I just hired interns, which is really cool. Yeah, it's really awesome. They're super enthusiastic about it. But then for like more full-time roles, I have 4 people on my board of directors that I go to for regular advice.
Okay. Is your dad on the board?
He is, of course. I had to have him.
He sounds like a real asset. You seem very passionate about this. If the Madagascar project goes, that's the pilot, and if it goes exactly as you want it to, what's your imagination for how far this can go?
I'm hoping to scale it and adapt it globally. I have talked with other organizations and they're interested to adapt this concept to their country as well. So I would love to scale it to other countries, maybe Uganda, Tanzania, and Sierra Leone. Those are the main other people I have discussed things with. But in terms of the first year, I could probably see it staying in Madagascar, just because we would want to like build there with as many communities as possible before trying to expand.
Yeah. It takes enough effort to get into one country. While you're there, you want to address the need as much as you can while you're there.
Yeah.
Any other thing you want to share with people?
Yeah, if they want to learn more, they can visit our website at thinkinghuts.org. But other than that, my inbox is always open if people have questions.
Well, I wish you a lot of success in this. It sounds like an amazing project. I worked with 3D printing a bit myself. That was my master's thesis back in Micronesia. And I didn't think about building schools for them, but you know, they have a different set of issues. Thank you so much for coming and sharing the story with people. I think they're really going to be interested, and I hope they visit your website at thinkinghuts.org. Thanks for coming on and chatting with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'd love to keep in touch, and I hope you have a good rest of your week.
You too.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
We would very much like to thank our guest, Maggie Grout, and wish her success on this exciting new project. We'd also like to thank our musical guests, including Michelle Camille and friends from the Dominican Republic. And you heard the entire song of Wings by Malagasy jazz musician Nicolas Vatomanga. And of course, our theme music, The Lone Ranger by Quantum Jump.
Thanks everybody for listening to the Blue Continent podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. And we hope you'll subscribe and join us again. Tell others about us. This podcast is also available in a raw video format found on our Blue Continent Alliance Facebook page. If you'd like to see our mini documentaries from around the world, visit the Blue Continent YouTube page today. Thanks again for listening. Take care.